Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
So the last time we were supposed to have a Blom Blom with Amanda Black. We were so excited.
Yo.
With you. Sakeba. Sakeba. Ngithi unphethe kahle udali. Sakeba. Saba read. Hayi. Azangenza.
Hey.
So you decided to come today. Welcome, Amanda Black. How are you?
Hello.
What happened last time? Asqala lapho mntanandini.
Asqala. Bulis kaloku.
Wait, bulis. Bulis.
Molweni and hello to everybody listening in the cars and at home. So, utisqalevi.
Apho kuba zanguvuke.
Yayi ngejim, I didn't know about the interview.
Wow.
Yes.
Amanda, let me tell you, this is one of the biggest shows we have in the country.
Yes.
Let alone Gauteng.
Yes.
Country.
Yes.
People are from UK are listening to us. UK.
Yes.
When are you gonna sleep?
In
Mongana Chipex and go to us and Chipex. Uncle Happy now. Uncle Happy.
I didn't know about the interview.
Uh-huh.
I don't wanna get into too many. But I didn't know about the interview. There was a lot of mismanagement happening at that time. And you remember when we bumped into each other, I told you.
I was still angry.
You were angry at me. You're like, hey, why didn't you come? Kutwa wena, you overslept. There was no such thing. And you can see I'm always on time or early.
Okay, let's take it back. Amanda Black is more like Michael Jackson. most of EU that she's been singing.
Yeah.
And you've been singing for how many years now? It's been long. And you're still young. Don't you think that, do you feel like maybe your youth has been taken away by your career?
I don't think that.
Awudlalanga mathini?
Azange udlalisana. I did. What do you mean? I had my childhood, and for a very long time, music was not a career.
Mm-hmm.
It was I wouldn't say hobby, but it was something that it was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Just mine alone, and for some of my family members, and for some people that knew me. But professionally, when now it started being a career, it happened in varsity. But I was old then, so like I still experience life.
And you're enjoying your career right now?
I am. Right now?
I can tell you are happy. You know when someone is happy, umbona person ba yo ngumile ke lo. Lo utyo ngoshu ke ngoku. Ngumile ke ngoku. Let's take it back to home. You talk about home. How many kids, Ladin?
From my mom, there's two of us. It's me and my little brother, and then from my dad, I've got three brothers and a little sister.
Yeah, that is a dad. Ubaba loyo. And I was growing up ikhaya.
Growing up, I was raised by my grandparents for a very big part of it, and then I moved around, and then I ultimately lived with my mom. Growing up, very, very strict, very, very strict upbringing. There was not a week that went by without me getting a hiding. Ooh, it was lit. No, I just remember it was lit. Literally, like, they would always say, "Ah, sini vile then it solo." What did you guys do? So, it was Tata mostly, which is my grandfather, and then Umama will there every now and then do the shoe life.
You know, you come from an area of the country, Eastern Cape, which is so rich musically, eh? Like, as in, whenever you're in the Eastern Cape, there's music everywhere. You almost like you are immersed in it. How difficult was it to kind of feel like, I actually want to do this as a career, when literally everyone around you can sing in the Eastern Cape?
Oh, wow. For me, it has never been... For me, I've just always seen myself.
Yeah.
I've just always seen myself. I remember when I was still in Butterworth, I've just always seen the dream. I was like, yo, I want to be on the stages. You know, I'd see boy with me stood. I'm like, yo, that's gonna be me. So for me, it wasn't even a matter of, even people would bring it up, what you just said now, that you're not the only one, and what makes you think you're gonna make it? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm gonna do it.
You know, coming from that part of town, which is 16 hours away in a bus. Go further. And as Zimbabwe is 5 hours.
Yeah.
And as Pisa Zimbabwe, I'm a foreigner. I said wrong. Now I'm a foreigner. 16 hours. Yo! Ushala Pasini! Coming to Joburg. That decision to come to Joburg.
Yeah.
And saying, you, how difficult was it?
It wasn't, because I'd always wanted to do it.
Sure.
I remember when I matriculated, I was like, yeah, I'm bomb now. Then my mom was like, nah, no, you're not. not, nope. So, yeah, so in my heart, I've always been ready. But it was super scary. It was super scary. I remember we were in a rush. Everything happened so fast. Packing the bags because we were late. So, like, I'm getting into the bus now on the day that I'm leaving. I even almost didn't say goodbye to my mom. And I got, and I sat down and I was like,
"You, mommy!"
And then she ran in the bus and then we did the whole goodbye, but it was quick. So, for me, it was really scary. I'm a huge mama's baby. So, that me leaving home was hard for me. I was excited. I was like, bah. But at the same time, it was like... Not even 4 hours. You know, but an hour in, when we settled, the tears started rolling down my face. I'm like, mommy. What did I do? I want my mommy down for that. How am I going to do this without you? She's like, you'll survive.
But that all of that happened after you'd actually gone and studied music. And there's no right and there's no wrong way of doing this. So, you know, sometimes you talk to someone like Kuma Musibongile, who actually did also study music, you know, the Ice of Black Coffee that did. Do you find, you looking back now, was it important for you to get some kind of musical training? Or is it, you thinking to yourself, ah man, I could have just gone from high school and do this thing?
I think it's different for everybody. For me, going to school was... For me to get one, I got the experience of being at school.
Yeah.
Apart from academics.
Very important.
Yeah, I got that. I remember now that I say to my mom, thank you. Thanks, mommy, because I wasn't ready then. Because after I finished school, one, I had discovered who I am, a little bit of who I am. You know, those decisions that you make at that stage in your life, I felt like I needed to be in that environment. And also in terms of studying music, for me, it trained me because I was singing classical music. Mm. I was studying the origin. Exactly, the opera. Yo, like, I'm telling you. So for me, that made me, it gave me a better understanding of music and the origin of sound, all of that. That for me made me a better composer.
Talk about being better. You come from Eastern Cape, and like Ondumbu said, so many singers are there, and you come after just after Zahara.
Yeah.
Mm. Zahara was huge. Yeah. Zahara is still huge, Joe. Yeah. Zahara is still doing her things, and there's a whole lot of things that wrong that happened, and a whole lot of right.
Yeah.
As Amanda Black, you're looking at Zahara as like, this is my sister, because we come from the same background.
Basically.
And There's mistakes that she did and that we don't expect from you. How do you look at the situation, Zahara, and say, I don't want to fall into that trap? Or you look at it like, I'm grand.
No pressure.
No pressure.
There's a lot of pressure. And I'm live. Hey, what's up? For me, the way I understand it and having gone through my own experience in the industry, we all deal differently. We all deal differently with our situations. For me, I don't look at it like, and Funukuti, I look at it and I'm like, yo, I sympathize with her and what she went through and where it took her career.
Sure.
But she's made a turnaround.
Kapshunga!
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Kutwai, what? This is only for the survivors. Only the survivors, you know, the strong ones can actually get through this industry because rough. Yeah, understand? So for me, I admire her for owning her truth. Because at the end of the day, we all make mistakes. And I just haven't made mine the big mistakes yet, I guess. And for me, the way I look at it in this entire journey, uzawa, uvuge, uwe, uvuge. And it all depends on how you continue.
You know, I look at you, right, from afar, because I do not know you personally. And you're one of those people. I mean, we were interviewing Oprah Donlaga yesterday on Uncultured. Sure. And this thing that we were saying about him as well, of 25 years of Kalawa. And it's like, but yes, Oprah Donlaga, you're one of those people who look like you always had your stuff together. I look at you from afar, you look like you are together. What space
all right.
are you in? Like you are,
hey,
you are saying, I haven't read any nonsense about you. What space are you in? Life, love? Something right is happening.
Gubal notal. Gustav? Gubani ke?
Anguye.
Gubani ke?
Gumtu.
No, Southern Gek. You don't need to know.
You don't need to know.
You can sing a song. Look, there's a song by Luther Vandross. Nale out here, Kile Oban.
Kokere Hines.
Yes. When they look at each other, Beba Ichole, Beba Rai. What's the name of the song?
Nothing Better Than Love.
And this one is. Kokere Hines and Luther Vandross were in love. Back grand.
Teta.
Ukona. And yes, I'm in a good space. Be happy.
Face yakho lit.
Thank you.
If it wasn't music, ngaba wenzani manje manje?
Yo, hayi anzazi. I honestly don't know. I've had interests pana payana, but music has always been, since I was like little, you know, they even tell me stories of how I used to sing and make noise and, you know, and no one could ever tell me anything about singing. So for me, it's always been music. There were other interests, you know, like I almost did mechanical engineering only because I loved cars, so it didn't really make sense. I probably was going to hate it. And then, you know, what was my second major? Photography, my second option.
Mm.
But music has always just been me.
Talk about music. You have a new album that is out.
Yeah, coming.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Tell us more about it.
It's called Power. It's coming on the 25th of October.
25th October.
25th October. 25th
next
October.
Week Friday.
Next week Friday. We are a week away. It's on pre-order. So please go pre-order it. And then there's some three new songs that are available from the album.
Mm-hmm.
This album is literally, I'm talking about my experience in the past 2-3 years in the industry, what I went through, my emotions, how I got through it. There's a song which is the title track called Power, which basically breaks down my experience and what I went through and the emotions, and basically in detail. So yeah, that's what Power's about.
And then so this is the upcoming album, but obviously you're busy, you're projecting, you're looking into the future about where are you going musically. Where are you going? Where do you see yourself?
Madam Makeba Wise.
What are you cooking? What are you thinking?
Abigail Gupega. Lebu Matosa. Opi Mtanandid. Opi.
Erica Badu.
Cannot be boxed in.
Alala.
I musically, even with this album, you people will expect obviously the core Amanda Black sound. But what I wanted to do was literally let the music lead. So you'll hear elements of rock and roll in there. You'll hear elements of
Hold on.
Dita elements.
Dita rock and roll.
Dita elements. And dita
electric guitar.
Electric guitar.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Hey, lalela pelukuma na bolova la. How the rock and roll kawang inga mlangita. Lumtana is Cape Chart.
Okay.
Rock and roll. Yo, Amanda, from the Kebile to rock and roll.
Elements.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, we borrow a lot from the different genres. There's elements of Afrobeat in there.
Mm.
So literally, there was no direction in terms of the sound. Because I'm still me, whatever I jump on. So even if I jump on a hip hop beat, I'll still very much be Amanda Black. If I jump on a rock and roll beat,
rock and roll. We are fighting for the land here. We are fighting for the land. When uch hello khali katari abelung, let manga tola ikatari.
Ayoyabo. Black people created rock.
Yeah, very.
Before true. Elvis Presley, it was Chuck Berry. Anyway. And then Elvis was famous because I'm short.
Oh, yeah.
Mtanandino fundile.
Let's
treat
again.
We must understand. Yeah.
Do rock and roll, my baby. Do rock and roll. Rock and roll.
But there's a bit of everything in the album, and I wanted to show variety as well.
Yeah.
That I can do pretty much anything.
Outside of the borders of South Africa?
Definitely. Yeah. There are plans. We got an Anthony Hamilton feature on the album.
I win.
Adekunle Gold from Nigeria. So the plan is global. The plan is very much global, and it's starting with the album and going into the continent and just pretty much just sharing the music.
Yeah, young.
Long time no ukula no Anthony Hamilton.
Angel, mina na ushule jo ukthola umax maponyane. Kajero Max Maponyane is Filegile. Umdano no Anton Hamilton. Yeah, now Max Maponyane is Filegile. Now Amanda, you're young, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're powerful.
Thank you.
And we want to celebrate you now, cause you are here with us, and your album next week, 25, pre-orders are already now. Please make sure you order the album, because this is the thing about us. We stand up at number 16, and then we came to love them, and we don't even show them, and which is very tough and very bad. So I want you to, in the next few years, I want you to own your own things. I want you to have your own. Yesterday, Wusiso said that she's got her own record label, which is dope now.
Yeah.
Or Wusiso to go and say, and force you to say, go and do your thing, Danam, but just know that I'm always on in your corner. Yeah. I want you to do the same thing and grow. Like, spread your wings, son. Get rock and roll.
Chuck Berry.
And please, before I one last
question. I can't.
Over and lepar.
Ah, yes, Kumba.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amanda Black. Album Power coming up next week.
If you miss the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Kumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.